From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The first phase of a facelift and expansion of one of the country's oldest public housing complexes is complete, and it's in Miami. Phase one of Liberty City Rising put $46 million into 204 new units. Those will be affordable, market-rate, and workforce housing for a mixed-income community at Liberty Square. It was unveiled yesterday, and Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez said it was his proudest day as mayor.
This investment in Liberty City makes economic sense on all levels of the equation. In addition to providing beautiful, affordable units, it promotes social justice in the region and helps spur job growth and business development.
When they're done, Liberty Square's 700 units will be raised and replaced by 1,455 new homes. Residents will enjoy increased security systems, programs to create jobs and support businesses, and a new grocery store and retail space. On the subject of housing, Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed a bill the critics say will gut Florida's system of managing growth. From our sister station in Tampa, WUSF Steve Newborn reports, the bill also restricts governments from creating affordable housing.
The new law means anyone challenging a development that's inconsistent with that county's existing growth plan would have to pay the other side's attorney's fees if they lose. Deborah Foote, Director of Government Affairs for the Sierra Club of Florida, says the fear of having to pay potentially huge fees will mean most ordinary citizens won't challenge developers.
There's no way that they can know ahead of time, should they lose, what they're now going to have to pay. And that's just going to have a chilling effect. The very thought that they would have to pay those fees when they're bringing forward a reasonable case is just tantamount to shutting down the whole process.
The bill also allows local governments to require new developments to have units set aside for affordable housing. But Foote says local governments will be forced to repay developers for any financial losses, meaning taxpayers would have to foot the bill. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.